This goes to Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Strom, S-T-R-O-M, fax 989-463-1713, and Dr. Pauline Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, fax 989-583-7173. Regarding Mary, middle name is Ann, A-N-N, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, date of birth 3-17 of 1948. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Garcia, who sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease that has worsened since February of this year, actually since October of 2022. She does have a long history of elevated creatinine levels, and estimated GFR has ranged between 37 and 40 since 2018. But she did have capital N, capital S, T like Tom, E, M like Mary, I, in April of 2022. And then she had a cardiac catheterization on April 15th of 2022. They were unable to perform any stent placement or angioplasty. And she had a coronary artery bypass graft with three vessels replaced April 22nd of 2022. So kidney function declined slightly after that point. Although May 3rd of 2022, it was at baseline, 1.3 creatinine with a GFR of 40. The patient used to be able to walk around an indoor track at the Alma College Health Club. However, since she developed severe edema about 3 months ago, and she's been extremely tired since that point with severe edema of the lower extremities, and she has not been able to walk or exercise since that time. She does see Dr. Watson for cardiology on a regular basis, and she did have a recent echocardiogram that did reveal an improved ejection fraction with a decreased cardiac relaxation. So some evidence of diastolic heart failure was present on the repeat echo in July of this year. The patient has not been limiting fluid or salt, especially in her diet. So she is willing to do so now. She did start Invokana about 3 months ago and has been tolerating that very well, she believes. She does not use any meds for pain, including oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. No syncopal episodes or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have the severe edema from knees to toes bilaterally and intermittent diabetic neuropathy, but that only happens about once every 3 months where she gets severe pain in both feet, and it resolves within 24 hours. She's not been checking blood pressure at home, she reports. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease with the NSTEMI, April of 2022, hyperlipidemia, and she had a TIA prior to the MI in 2022. That all imaging was negative after those symptoms. Past surgical history, she had a cholecystectomy in 1987. The cardiac catheterization was April 15th, 2022 at Covenant in Saginaw. And the coronary artery bypass graft with three vessels was April 22nd, 2022. She had right cataract removal in 2021 and will be having has had left cataract removal recently. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. She does not consume alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, lives alone. She's retired, but she works part-time 3 days a week. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, stroke, and mother had breast carcinoma. Physical exam, weight is 201 pounds, height is 59 inches, pulse 68, oxygen saturation 92%, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff 128 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise and no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, somewhat distant sounds. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no ulcerations or lesions, and she does have 3 to 4 plus edema, though, from toes up to her knees. There is no edema above the knees. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 25th of 2023. Creatinine is now 1.68 with estimated GFR of 32. April 13th, 2023, creatinine is 1.5, GFR 36. April 9th, 2023, creatinine 1.6, GFR 33. February 16th, 2023, creatinine is 1.4, GFR 39. 10-7-2022, creatinine 1.5, GFR 34, 5-3-2022, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR, which was her baseline since 2018. And we have normal electrolytes with a potassium of 3.7, calcium is 9.9. This is May 23rd of 2023. Normal hemoglobin, 12.7. White count, slightly elevated, 12.3. Normal platelets. Pro-BNP was done April 9th, 2023. Elevated at 407. Hemoglobin A1C. This was 8/31 of 20. Oh no, sorry. It was 2/16/2023. It's 8.3. And the echocardiogram. It was done 7/12/2023 with estimated ejection fraction of 50 to 55. Impaired relaxation of left ventricular diastolic filling, mildly dilated left atrium also, mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis also. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with worsening since May 3rd of 2022. Dr. Watson was wondering about the use of Cozaar. We don't have evidence of proteinuria currently. We do want to repeat all of the renal labs, including albumin, urine protein to creatinine ratio, a urinalysis, and we're also going to do a 24-hour urine for protein collection to see if Cozaar would be an appropriate drug to use at this point. But we do need all those tests back before that decision is made. She is scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That is September 13th of this year. We've asked her to check her blood pressures at home for review, and especially that will be important if we need to consider starting a low dose of Cozaar. She should start following a fluid restriction of 64 ounces or less in 24 hours, as well as low sodium and her current diabetic diet. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 8 weeks. Mary Stunner, and the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.